Okay, so today I would like to give an opening talk from Anguttara Nikaya, the book of five. Buddha said, possessing five qualities, a monk who is pursuing mindfulness of breathing in no long time penetrate to unshakable. So if you have these five qualities, you will penetrate into unshakable. The first one, he has few undertakings. He has few duties, few responsibility. And he is contented with the requisite of life. Now you come for this retreat. You are like bhikkhus, like monks. What's the meaning of monks, bhikkhus? Buddha said, those who practice intensively on meditations are called bhikkhu. So in this 10 retreat, in this 10 days retreat, you are bhikkhu. You are bhikkhu. So this 10 day, this 9 days retreat, you have few duty, only 1 hour working. So you have very few undertaking, very few duties, responsibility, and so you are contented with whatever people offer to you. So you fulfill the first quality. Okay? Second quality, Buddha say, he eats little. He eats very little. So how eating little helps meditation? Usually after, when the stomach is full, after lunch, immediately you feel sleepy. If not, you can try. After lunch, you go and sit, go and do sitting meditation. Then you feel very sleepy. So the food causes a lot of drowsiness, dullness and sleepiness in the mind. So eat little is very good for your meditation. During ancient time, the bhikkhu only eat 1 meal a day. And they can meditate very well. I would like to quote one story. One day, Buddha, the two monks, coming from long journey and arrive in a monastery where the Buddha stayed. And at that time, Buddha just finished his meal. Then he talked to these two bhikkhus. He said that, I have just finished my meal and there are some leftover. If you want to eat, go ahead. If you don't want, I will throw it away. And these two monks, because they came from long journey, they feel very tired and hungry. But one monk thinks, he said that, I'm tired, I'm hungry. If I don't take this food, the Lord Buddha, the Buddha, the Blessed One will throw it away. Why not I eat this food? So I can have some strength and spend my day without tiredness and weakness. Another monk thinks, he said that, I'm also tired, hungry. And if I don't eat this food, the Blessed One will throw it away. But the Blessed One often said, be the heir of the Dharma, not the heir of material things. This food is material things. I shouldn't eat. I can spend my day without this food, no problem. So, which monk do you think Buddha praised? Which monk? First or second? second one, good. So Buddha say, second, I highly praise the second one. Why? Because it is very conducive to the fullness of want, the fullness of desire. It's conducive to contentment. Because he don't know food, so he contented. He's contented without food. And it's also conducive without taking food. It's very conducive for arousing of energy. And also very conducive for concentration practice. And it will bring him a long, long happiness and welfare to come. So Buddha praised the second monk. Because when you are hungry, you cannot sleep. Then meditate. So arouse your energy to meditate. So it's very good for arousing of energy with little food. Therefore, I would like to encourage you not to take dinner in this retreat. If you have not yet tried it precept, not to take dinner in your life, you should try now. This is one type of four effort. The third effort is to develop wholesome quality which you have not yet developed. So if you have not yet taken a precept before, not to take dinner before, you should arouse the effort not to take dinner in this retreat. This is called develop the quality which you have not yet developed. I just encourage, up to you. Okay? You will see the difference with food, without food, and with food. Last 3 years, I came to Virginia. At the time, I stayed with one American, and I pity her that if I eat two meals, she has to cook morning, have to cook lunch. I pity her. So out of compassion for her, then I skip my breakfast. I only take one meal a day at 10 o'clock. After one meal a day, I can sit 3 hours in the morning because I don't have to get up and eat. So what am I going to do? Okay, meditate. So I can sit 3 hours a day. Then after I get up, walk for a while, then start my meal, finished. So I don't have to spend my time after meal brushing my teeth, second meal brushing my teeth. I save a lot of time. And I also save a lot of energy to go to digest my food. Not only that, my health improved a lot. First, I thought one meal my health will be affected. But no, my health improved so much. And I can sit 3 hours, no problem. Now I take two meals, now I cannot sit 3 hours, only 2 hours. So that's the difference. So try not to take dinner in this retreat and see how it goes. Okay? So these are the second quality, eat little. Okay, the third quality is no drowsiness, but intent on vigilance. No drowsiness. How not to have drowsiness? Do more walking meditation. Today I will tell you what's the benefit of walking meditation. If you can do more walking meditation, then you will have less drowsiness and intent on vigilance. Venerable Ananda, when Buddha passed away after 3 months, Mahakasapa wanted to hold a Sankhayana, the Sankha Council, in order to check Buddha's teaching. So he appointed 500 people to attend this Sangha council, to prove, to double check the teaching of the Buddha. And one of them is Ananda. But Ananda was not arahant. In fact, Mahakasapa wanted all arahants to attend this meeting. But Ananda is not arahant, and yet he was invited to come. Why? Because he can remember all the teaching of the Buddha. Without Ananda, this meeting cannot be held. So Ananda also knew that he was not an arahant. So he also feel very shameful. So before this meeting, Sangha Jnana Council approaching, he tried very hard, meditating, tried very hard. And at night, he knew if he did this sitting meditation, he may fall asleep because too comfortable, then become sleepy. So he spent the whole night walking without sleeping, walking to and fro, walking the few hours, 5 hours, 6 hours. Then, so for many days passed. Then one day he feel very tired. So he said, no, I put too much effort. Effort already too excessive, not enough concentration. Then he told himself, I must take a break. So mindfully, he walked mindfully and tried to lie down, tried to rest his body. So while he was lying down, at the same time, he is aware of his meditation. So while lying, before his head struck the pillow, he became arahant. That's why he's not drowsy. He's afraid of drowsy, therefore he spent his time walking to and fro for a few hours. Then after that, he got the strength, because walking meditation make your concentration last long. Sitting, after sitting you get up, you forget your concentration. But walking is not like that. Walk, after that your concentration become very, very lasting. So whatever you do, you can do it mindfully. Therefore, in this retreat, I have more walking. I also increase the walking period for you, especially before lunch. If I arrange the walking meditation, if I arrange immediately sitting, you go for lunch, most probably you will not be mindful. But before lunch, or before eating, or before sleep, you walk half an hour, 45 minutes, I think you can maintain that mindfulness and go for lunch or go for sleep with mindfulness and concentration. You will see yourself. Okay, so this is the third quality. The fourth quality, Buddha say, if a monk gets to hear easily, without trouble, without difficulties, the talk concerning on contentment, fewness of ones, virtuous conduct, virtuous behavior. Like we don't disturb others, it's also virtuous behavior. Not self-centered, but take care of other people's meditation. This is also called virtuous behavior. And arousing of energy. Just like just now I talk, people walk, don't want to go and sleep, walk throughout the night. This is called arousing energy. And the talk about concentration, talk about wisdom, talk about liberation of the mind. So if a person gets to hear such talks without any difficulties, without trouble, and easily then this one of very important quality for him to progress in the path. Because when you hear all this type of talks, then immediately you want to emulate, you want to follow such good behavior, such way of practice, such contentment, arousing of energy, and wisdom concentration. So if you often got a chance to hear such talks, I'm sure you are moving very fast in your spiritual path. But if you have no chance to listen such inspiring talk, I think you will become lax. Your practice become lax. Okay, so this is the fourth quality. The fifth one, he reveals the extent to which the mind is liberated. Sometimes when your meditation, once a while, your meditation, your concentration will go very deep. And five hindrances are abandoned at the time. So sometimes you must remember, you must review. You must review the extent to which the mind is liberated from five hindrances that block the concentration. Not every sitting we can sit well. Maybe five sitting, one sitting is good. So you must remember why this sitting I'm good. What type of effort I use, how I observe my breath, what food I take, which time. So you must remember all this detail. You review the extent to which the mind is liberated from five hindrances. Don't forget that. So if you can possess any monk, or any, now you are considered as monk in this 9 days retreat. Anyone, any yogi, any monk who can possess these five qualities in no long time, he will penetrate to unshakable. Remember all the five? Okay, let me just repeat. First, few duties. Now you fulfill it. Few duty. Second, eat little. Third, no drowsiness, but intent on vigilant effort. Fourth, you often got a chance to hear the inspiring talk about arousing of energy, about contentment, about concentration, about wisdom, about liberation of the mind. And the fifth, you review to the extent the mind is liberated from hindrances. Keep this five with you. Okay. Then in no long time, it will penetrate into unshakable. This is Buddha's promise to you. Okay? Okay, so this is my opening talk. And tomorrow, the talk will be at 9:45. This time I arranged the talk in the morning because the morning your mind is more fresh. Talk is very important, including the instruction, the talk to inspire you to go steady. So morning, the mind is more receptive. So all the talk will be arranged in the morning. Okay. And another one important point I want you to follow is when you come into the meditation hall, try be punctual. Don't come late. Because when you come late, people already sit, they already start meditation, then the sound, because this hall is very sensitive, the sound appear very loud to the ear for a concentration meditator. So try to be punctual. Everybody come at the same time. Then we can close the door or open the door. Okay? Okay, that's all for today. Now, you can meditate according to what you want. Tomorrow I will give you instructions.